Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
So how many times have we played that 4 o'clock classic before, Steve?
Never been played before.
Never.
So that's what we do on this show, every week.
Improvements on last week, then. Yeah, that was Dexys, Midnight Runners with Gino. And which album was that on? Was it? It was like this.
It
no,
was
like... No, that's the...
That's the best of, isn't it?
The best of.
Don't know. Joel, you're so basic, playing the best of. What album was it? I don't know. We were barely born.
I don't know. Which one was it? I thought that Kevin Rowlands had announced a new album earlier on this week, but I think it's a memoir, which will probably be worth reading. But Gino, late 70s, early 80s, wasn't it? Which one was that one from? I really haven't looked into this as much as I should have done. Was it 80? 80!
People don't
yes.
tune in. It was 80, yeah.
Searching for the Young Soul Rebels, July 1980.
Oh, of course it was, yes. That's the classic, isn't it, really?
Okay, but I never been a 4 o'clock classic before, Dexys. So
no,
yeah, okay. Into
I'll add it to the playlist. Follow the Spotify playlist of 4 o'clock classics. There's 704 tracks on it now.
704 tracks. It's a great playlist. We have a second hour coming up, which is going to have new music from Self Esteem, third single from her album. It came out a couple of days ago. We're going to have second part of the album of the week from Perfume Genius. We've also got new albums from Great Granddad.
Great Grandpa.
Yeah. Spelling. Lucy Dacus. And music from Real Farmer and the like. But
now
gonna play
yes
a band that I saw a couple of weeks ago at the Dark Arts Festival in Leeds. And I think I texted you to say that this band were going to be huge.
You did.
They only had one song previous at that point, and we couldn't play it because I had too much swearing on it. This one apparently does as well, but we had a listen before. I couldn't spot it.
We couldn't spot anything.
Punchbag. I think there were five of them, but they have an incredible set already. I believe they're going to be very, very big. This track is called I'm Not Your Punchbag, and I think gives a good insight into my confidence.
Words can cut like razor blades, and every cut, goddamn, has a different name. I can cover the love with a mac concealer, put on a front so that you can't see them. In your side eye at the dinner table, that what are you wearing? Kinda made me unstable.
What's happened?
The music stopped, Joel, and I don't know why that music stopped. Well, did you lean on that?
I don't think
it's playing, does it?
Hold on. Bring go back to the start.
Bring the beat. Yeah, let's have a rewind.
Words can cut like razor blades, and every cut, goddamn, has a different name. I can cover the love with a mac concealer, put on a front so that you can't see them. In your side eye at the dinner table, that what are you wearing? Kinda made me unstable. Look at yourself, or wearing yourself thin, when my skin is as thin as like porcelain. Your words are so frustrated, I'm gonna draw the line. Someone really hurt you, but there's no problem of mine. I'll show you out the door, so give me back my keys. I'm not your puppy, bitch, your little kick, your little tease. I'm not your
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We'll be right back.
Melody Caudle was a teenager when she started the pop project Career Woman, indie pop project. It's now expanded to a four-piece band, and they're releasing their debut album under that name called Lighthouse on the 6th of June, and that single is the first track on the album. It's called Piano Song. There was no piano in it, from what I could hear.
Punchbag are a duo. They weren't live, but it's brother and sister duo of Clara and Anders Back, whose debut EP, I'm Not Your Punchbag, from which you heard the title track, comes out on May the 2nd on Mute Records. They've only got a few dates lined up, which is annoying, and only two in the UK, playing Bristol and the Great Escape Festival in Brighton in May. But they're very, very good live as well. We will go now to... We're doing a double of albums out yesterday.
We are, yes.
Yeah. Which one first, Girl Puppy or Great Grandpa?
I'm easy.
Go for Girl Puppy then.
Even though I've got nothing to say about it, other than that, it's from an album called... I haven't even got that, Joel.
Oh, I've just deleted it off of here as well.
Oh, it's called Sometime... No, it's called Sweetness.
Sweetness. Okay.
And the track I've gone for is called In My Eyes, which is a different one to what you had.
You got loads of stuff.
I mean, not really. I'm just giving you the title. It's very basic info. But it's all we need, really.
Yeah.
And Great Grandpa after this. Find something out. That's your task. Yeah, I know.
And the name of the...
It's called Task.
And the name of the song...
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Saw you at the party, we called you by your new name. You had changed, but the heart of you was still the same. We stumbled through the phrases, throwing caution to the shame. It's like you said, this change is no more sad than sweet to you. It's out of mind, those things that hurt you. It moves right through all those things we made. It's like there's only sun, all the darkness here is gone. It's the perfect kind of song, it's a love that's turning on. Guess I could have caught you, but distance distorts the pain.
Song there. That was Great Grandpa, who were away for a long time after 2019's Four of Arrows album. It turns out they almost split up. They parted ways geographically, ending up split between Los Angeles and Denmark, and it took them a while to get into any sort of groove writing-wise. But the record that's come out of it, Patience Moonbeam, came out yesterday, and I listened to it this morning, and it is wonderful. It's like a sonic bathrobe, kind of.
A sonic bathrobe?
It washes it. It keeps you hugs you up.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And Four of Arrows was one of my favourite albums of last year. Patience Moonbeam could go in the same way. Followed on from Girl Puppy.
It did. Girl Puppy is the work of Rebecca Alexis Harvey.
All right.
She's from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. So let's do another double then. The second part of this will be Perfume Genius album of the week. And whatever you want.
Whatever I want.
Hmm.
How about another new artist?
Another one. Okay.
How about Avery Friedman?
We do it. But I've just told the listeners, I worked out that we were six artists, new artists behind
You did. This time last year.
This time last year at the start of this episode. But we're going to bring that back today.
We are. So Avery Friedman is releasing a debut album on April the 18th called New Thing via Audio Antihero. Did I say debut album? Is it a debut album? It's an album, at least.
It's an album.
I can say that confidently. Yeah, and this song came out this week. It is called New Thing.
The Breakdown, album of the week. Thank you.
faces kept hidden, folded over blankets, torn out pages, and I carry it on my shoulders, my shoulders, without her. Was there a choir winding on? Can you hear me at all? It's only a name repeated, green and white. Bolts of wet iris, tender eyes, sobs from the silo, won't try, left for tomorrow.
That was Perfume Genius. Album of the week this week is Glory, the seventh record by the band, the artist.
Mike Hedris.
Yeah, and that was Left for Tomorrow.
Yes.
My Treble 7 time now, and I'm going to play two tracks from albums out this week. You're going to hear music from Spelling's new record, but first, it's going to be Lucy Dacus. Her fourth album, Forever Is a Feeling, came out yesterday. And this, from it, is Four Keeps, and after it is going to be Self-Esteem with her new single, If Not Now, It's Soon.
If the devil's in the details and God is everything, who's to say that they are not one in the same? But neither one of them were there in the mezzanine cheap seats, are waking up in dirty sheets. We were not something, we were not nothing, we were in between things that made sense, but you wanted it. I wanted it, and that's the only thing that mattered in the end. If the devil's in the details, then God is in the gap in your teeth. You are doing the Lord's work every time you smile at me. I don't believe in anything anymore except you and me, supremacy. But I still miss you when I'm with you, 'cause I know we're not playing for keeps.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Everything you are, everything you see, everyone got used to who you pretend to be.
What if you're not scared? What if you're just here? Another page is turned on what you stand on to see clearly. Now, wandering not too far, it all comes around. You wonder who it was who made the choices in that town. Cause that was so still you. You're the sum of all these parts, and we can work together to become who's in your heart. I
listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Let me die by my own design. I don't want to enter your pride. Terrified by my own desires in this level of satisfaction.
So that was Spelling, and something which gives me a lot of satisfaction, other than that song from the album Portraits of My Heart, is that Spelling has released an album in every odd numbered year since 2017. 17, 19, 21, 23, last one Spelling and the Mystery School, and Portraits of My Heart came out yesterday in the year of 2025. I'm pleased with that. I think that's one better than Art Brute managed back in the day.
Yeah.
I think so. That was the final second, final track from a Treble 7, which started off with Lucy Dacus, something from her new album, which came out yesterday. And then the third single from Self Esteem's A Complicated Woman album, which is due out in April, April 25th. You have just heard, if not now, it's soon.
Yeah.
All right.
And she's playing Sheffield Arena.
She is playing
Big
Arena.
Big news.
When?
November.
November.
October?
Okay.
It's October. October the 18th.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Where now?
A big track to follow your Treble 7?
It's up to you.
It's up to me. Well then, yes, it's a big track. Lael Neal announced a new album, Altogether Stranger, slightly early this month. Yes, there was a single that we missed, but a single came out yesterday that we're not missing. It's called Down on the Freeway. Like everyone else. It was going left and right in my ears.
It was doing a thing.
Down on the Freeway, a new single from Lael Neal. And Lael Neal is in the UK in May, playing in Manchester at Yes on the 29th of May.
Right. We've never played someone called Catnap before, which is a surprise to me because they have had two albums at least, going back to 2019. Very little about this artist, actually, to be had. Their blog here, bio here, just says they want to make people feel something. Well, we can see whether or not this makes you feel something, Steve, because I listened to this earlier and I remember having a bit of wonky magic about it. So it's a single called Scarred Heart, and we'll do this. I'll probably double it with something as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see you shaking, holding hands awake at dawn. The sky is breaking for everything we've been. Through the worst and through the pain, we made it work, we made it work. With all the locks and all the chains, we went insane. And is it all you see? Was it all the things that you wanted it to be? And is it all you feel? We give it all up, I thought we wanted, we wanted this. I'll take back the things of mine, all the memories you said you left behind. Take back my peace of mind, it's the last part of my meltdown, I'll be fine. Oh, I tried with all I've got to be kind and not fall apart. But you knew this right from the start. I've got a scarred heart.
This is Sam Genders from Tongue, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That's a track from the brand new album from Jetstream Pony that came out yesterday. Bowerbirds and Blue Things are the name of the album, and that was 3 AM.
Can't Happen Before with Scott Hart. Oh, new artist now for an ultimate song.
Another one.
I think it's going to be another one. Yeah, Peter USA. I don't know much about him. He's been around for a little bit. He's described as being a cheeky indie singer. He's got a new EP coming out called The Closest Thing to Being Over Is Going On, and this song from it is called The Milkman. Hold on.
I don't want to stand in this kitchen anymore. Shake the sugar bag, throw it on the floor. Mainline dinner time, straight into my arm. Dog bit the milkman, take it to the farm. Ran to the well while the well ran dry. Took a bucket to the lake for a fresh supply. Now I'm lost at sea while the sirens sing. This is what it feels like to not feel anything. This is what it feels like to not feel anything. This is what it feels like to not feel anything. Magic mirror, eight ball, vague superstition. Am I gonna die in a preventable collision? Quarterback, heart attack, sink it to the couch. I don't think I'm ever gonna.
That's Peter USA. I said, hey, that sounds like Billy Joel. And you went, oh, it sounds like Billy Joel.
Same reaction. Well, kind of different reaction.
The Milkman, a single from an EP coming out very soon. Okay, final song of the day.
Yes. Harmony Tividad used to be one half of Girlpool. Released an album last year called Gossip. We played some tracks from that, didn't we?
We did.
There's a new single out now. I don't know if there's an album to come. How it normally works, but I can't see any news of that. So it could be just a standalone single. But it's the last thing on the show this week. And it's called Where Strangers Go. We'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mystery whispers, life's the toughest crowd. I wish I didn't hear them so much so I could hear you now. 'Cause I'm the summer girl you've heard about. Addicted to a dream I just built out. Just like all my family, freaks in a crumbling house. I wish I didn't need you so bad, but fear teaches me how. Every time I look, I'm someone new. Hope that changing person will love you. Oh. go when they kiss in an alley as if forever exists. Life is a memory that I'm still living out. All of the stars and streams remember what we forgot about. But you're chain smoking, staying up till day. I don't think I'd love you any other way. Go when they're sad, when they've left somebody as much as I have. I wanna know where strangers go when they kiss in an alley as if forever exists. Is this where paradise is found? All the loners make up the crowd. I know what it's like to be a stranger in this life. I wanna know where strangers go when they're sad, when they've loved somebody as much.